This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 547. Bust out these sample part one answers for a 7 and higher.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll hear amazing sample IELTS answers about gifts and presents and learn super native phrases to use in your own high-scoring answers.
What's going on, Jessica? What's shaking?
One of my tasks today is to get James a birthday present. So I have like this whole list. You know, I mean, guys, listeners, you know how much both Lindsay and I love lists. So every time in the past couple months, James has like said, oh, I want that for my birthday. I want that for my birthday. I've like been writing it all down.
Oh, that makes it easy though.
Yeah, no, totally. Now I just have to, you know, like source it out and see what the best options are. It's fun. I love buying him stuff. I wish I could buy him everything on the list, but, you know, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. What was the last present that you gave your niece?
Oh, my gosh. I gave her a Christmas present, actually, and I gave her it was so silly. I gave her some stuff that she can put on her shoelaces, like little decorations, but then I realized that she doesn't tie her shoes yet, so she's going to... I realized it like Christmas morning as she was opening. I'm like, oh, face plant. She can't tie her shoes. She's only 4. Like, but I guess it's coming That's soon, so right? Maybe when do kids learn to tie their shoes? 5, 6? I don't know.
Yeah, around 4, okay. I would say. Like, okay. Yeah, so, 4. She's almost there.
We're not so far off.
I think buying presents does get easier as they develop their personalities, right? Like, like sports or books or, you know what I mean? Like, real, like, sort of interest, like, hobby sort of presents. I don't know.
That are based on their personality rather than just what kids like, right?
Yeah. Right. Just like these generic, you know, like, here's a tutu. Here's some clothes and socks.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's not much else to get little kids besides, like, clothes and little toys. That's true. You don't know if they already have them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of hard buying presents for little kids.
It's really hard, especially if she's an only child right now. So she, like, she gets everything. Sure. Like, she's kind of spoiled. Yeah. A little bit spoiled, you know.
Right. So. I love buying presents just in general. Like, that's one of my favorite things about Christmas. You just get to buy stuff for other people and pick out things that you think they'd really like, or like make them their favorite cookies or whatever.
Yeah.
Giving gifts is so fun.
It is nice. I love it too, personalizing gifts. And that's why on the IELTS exam, if this question were to come up, it should be pretty great for storytelling, right? For story and telling it naturally, speaking with a good tone of voice, guys, right?
For sure. Yeah. So this is a topic in speaking part one, you guys. And I could also definitely see it as a topic in speaking part two, like describe the last present you received, or even in part three about like customs, traditions, and questions like, do people spend too much money on gifts, or is it important to spend money on other people, right? Like more abstract questions like that could definitely come up in speaking part three. So we're going to do some example speaking part one answers today, guys, about this very possible IELTS topic.
Okay. I love it. Let's do it. Let's dive into it.
Cool. Okay. So I'm going to ask you first. All right.
Okay.
Okay. So in your country, when do people give presents to each other?
Oh my gosh, good question. Well, I live in the United States, So there's lots of occasions where people give presents to each other, tons of times. For example, if people celebrate Christmas, they would take that as an opportunity to give gifts, which I love customizing gifts, especially for my parents. You know, birthdays, well, I guess Christmas and birthdays, maybe anniversaries are also common times when you might do that. Christmas, birthdays, anniversaries, and what else? What else? I think those are most of the times when people would actually give gifts in my country.
Nice.
Yeah.
I sounded like who was Borat just then. Borat. Well, that was like years ago, wasn't it? Guys, there's this really funny British comedian named Sacha Baron Cohen. Right. And one of his most famous characters is Borat. Just do yourself a favor and look up some YouTube clips. Oh. Okay. Anyway, so two things that are notable from that, guys, like strategy wise that you could use in your own speaking part one, the way that Lindsay introduced it, like, oh my gosh. And then there was a pause and then expressive intonation. Good question. So that was interesting. And then anniversary. So this is a word I don't think lots of students know. It doesn't come up in normal ESL lessons. So an anniversary is like a celebration of something that started, you know, on that day in the past. So often it's like of relationships, marriages, stuff like that. But it could be like your business. Like it's our 2-year anniversary. We're having a sale or whatever. So yeah, that's a common word. And then at the end of your answer, guys, so this is something that I coach students on in speaking part one. Like if you're finished with your answer, just finish. Like you don't have to keep going. So that's a nice way to end it, is going like, what else? Nope, that's it. So it's a good strategy. Hello, amazing IELTS candidates. If you want to get the highest scores in speaking, get into 3 Keys IELTS today. You can get an 8 just like our students Nikolai and Ryoki and many, many others. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay. One more for you.
Okay.
What was the best present that you've ever received?
Oh my gosh. Well, let's see. Most recently, the best present that I ever received was a flight ticket, a plane ticket to a vacation that I knew I was going to want to do, but it was going to the person that bought me this. You know, she knew that I was going to cringe when it came to buying the actual ticket for the trip, and that was going to be our hurdle. So it was really smart that she actually just bought the ticket for me.
Nice.
So that we could get over that mental hurdle, get beyond that, and just get on with our trip to Nicaragua. And so
I love it.
Yeah, we had an amazing trip and it was everything I wanted. And the fact that the plane ticket was my gift, what made it especially great, because I didn't have to bust out my credit card for that.
That's awesome. Okay, definitely some cool vocab there, guys. Like Lindsay just said, bust out. I love it. So bust out is super native slang, like to bring something out or to present something, right? Like, so you could even use it as like a surprise present. You could even be like, so I didn't know that this was happening, but then my friend busted out this plane ticket and was like, here, it's yours. So any like surprise thing you bring out, that's great. Also cringe. Yeah. How would you use cringe? That's such a great word.
Oh, when it's going to be so hard to do something that you kind of have a visceral reaction. Oh, right. To cringe. It's painful to buy a plane ticket, you know, because you know it's going to be expensive. That's to cringe.
I love it. And just, I associate it so much with facial expression, this verb. To cringe is to like physically draw back from something. Like your shoulders go up, your face gets all scrunched up and you're like, ugh. So cringe is such a great word. Okay. So you want to just ask me like one more?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it. Here we go. So Jessica, are there any types of presents that you don't like getting?
Oh God, that's so tough because I've always loved getting presents. I love getting presents probably about the same amount that I love giving presents. Just anything associated with gifts is in my wheelhouse. Let's see. Anything I don't like getting? It's really hard to think of something. I guess if it's something that I already have, or if it's something that I think the other person spent a lot of money on and I think I'm not going to use it or it won't be something that I enjoy, then I feel guilty because I feel like they wasted their money on me. So I guess if there's any guilt associated with the present, I'm not going to like it. But for the most part, just anything. It could just be like a flower and I'm, you know, going to be super happy.
I love it. Good. Oh, I love how you use the expression in my wheelhouse. That is such a good one. That is such
a good one. Great idiom. Anything that's like, it suits you. Right? Would be in your wheelhouse. I think we use it a lot professionally to talk about professional skills. Like, teaching grammar's in my wheelhouse. But I like it also as like personal descriptions, like whatever, you know, you enjoy or like is one of your hobbies.
Yeah. We've talked about, you know, our zone of genius, that kind of thing on this show or on the other podcast, the All Ears English podcast. That would be a good use of your wheelhouse, right? You like verbal expression or presentations or enthusiasm that's in your wheelhouse. Love that. Yeah,
totally. Oh, that's great. Guys, whew, definitely listen a couple times today. So many good phrases that you can use on your own speaking exam, and pay attention to our intonation. You know that you have to have expressive intonation, natural rhythm to get that 7 or higher for pronunciation. And guys, if you listened to the recent episode with Eliza Jane, you know that there's not one correct way. It just has to be yours. Own your English voice. I'll link to that episode in the blog post for this one. This is episode 547. So come back to the blog, guys. I'll put the vocab from today, the questions from today as well. And I'll link back to that episode with Eliza Jane to help you discover your best English voice.
Excellent. Excellent. Love it. Such a good episode, guys. Yeah. And take notes. Go back, take notes on this and really, you know, take advantage of this material, these little episodes. And when you're ready to get into a more step-by-step system, Jessica, where should they go?
To our course, naturally.
Naturally.
Guys, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. You can see all of the real people out there who have gone through our system, really worked hard. And you know what? They exceeded the scores that they needed. So look at those. Read about these inspirational stories of real people who have used our system and never have to think about IELTS again. And then just keep scrolling down and you can get into our course. That's how it works.
All right. There we go. And we will be back here very soon. Next time, Jessica, have a good one.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.